From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney in for Hana Baba, and this is the Cross Currents Morning Report. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
I live in San Ramon.
Larkspur in Marin County.
Simpson Beach.
I live in Noe Valley in Novato.
10 years ago today, a BART police officer shot and killed a young man named Oscar Grant III. His father, Oscar Grant Jr., has been incarcerated since before his son was born. The elder Grant now resides at Solano State Prison, where he was interviewed by fellow inmate Julian Glenn Padgett.
I was at work, because I go to work at 3:45 in the morning. I'm an AM cook. Sergeant Clark pulled me in the room, got the phone, and he said, "Do you know Anjanetta Grant?" I said, "Yes, that's my sister." And I say, "What's up? What's going on?" He said, "Well, you need to call her. It's important." Phone run, she picked up on the second ring. My sister was screaming and hollering and crying. And I said, "Anjanetta, what's going on?" She said, "Junior, they killed your son." I immediately dropped the phone, walked out the office, went back to the building. Now I want to talk to my family.
Okay.
Because I want to know what really happened to my son. Because at this time, I don't really know nothing except he's dead. So in the process of me on the phone talking, my cellie cuts on the TV. He say, "Oscar, look, man, look." I'm like, "Huh?" He say, "Look, look on the TV." And when I look up, all I see is a whole bunch of gentlemen on the platform, on their knees. And then I see my son, and they showing the clip at the BART station. And I just hear something go, "Pah!" And I drop the phone and look at the TV. I'm staring at it. And right. I'm like, "Whoa. This fool shot my son. Why?"
When was the last time that you saw your son?
My ex-wife brought my son up. It was either 04 or 05, and I seen him, and I had a talk with him. And I told him, "Look, Junior, I don't need you going down the same road I went down. I said, I don't want you in jail. I don't want you in prison. I want you to be out there to where you can help your moms and your sister until I'm out of here. I say, as you know, now you're the man of the house."
How did you do it? All these years in prison, what prompted you to keep that connection with your son?
I love my son to death. I cared about my son, and I respected my son. And I wanted him to know that his dad, even though I am in prison, hey, your dad got you. Because my son visited me from the time he was a baby, all the way up, and this is from 1986, all the way up to 2005.
So you had a strong bond with him. You knew your son.
Yes.
He'd come up here and visit, and you play with him, hug him, and talk to him and everything.
Yes, I did.
So did anybody come up, did any other stations come up to you and try to talk to you to get your side of the story, how you felt, what you were going through, you know?
No, no one, when that happened, no one came up here to try to talk to me, or say anything to me about anything. I felt very disrespected. Because if that was their kid, they would want to be talked to, or at least asked, "How do you feel about what happened to your kid? At least find out how I'm feeling, what I'm going through." No one ever did that until right now.
How does it feel to watch your son become a symbol after his death?
Me personally, I don't like it. I lay down and I wake up, cut on the news. I say, "Oh, whoa. Man, I can't even put my son to rest because when I seen the Trayvon Martin, it made me think about my son again. It reenacted that all over again.
So basically, he's murdered again and again and again.
Yes, over and over and over. Anytime another little youngster get killed, and they bring up my son,
that's Oscar Grant.
That's Oscar Grant, all over again.
How do you deal with all that, man? I mean, being locked up and first being away from your son, the decisions that you've made, and then watching that tragedy happen. How do you deal with that, man?
It was hard at first. It hurts, and I got a lot of people around me say, hey, man, we got you. If you want to vent, we got you. They knew my son because they used to be in the visitor room with their wife and their kids. Those guys used to talk to me, bro, we don't want you to go crazy, man. We don't lose control of us. Us, you got this.
So the community in prison basically...
The community in prison was just like the community on the streets.
Right.
We all came together, and they all, you know, gave me a hug and talked to me.
Have you ever come to terms with any of this? How do you grieve? Have you grieved?
I haven't grieved yet. And I won't be able to grieve until I'm out of here and go sit at my son's burial.
What do you want to say to Oscar, your son?
I want to let my son know. Junior, no matter what, your dad will always be there. I love you, respect you, and care. I'm going to always have you right in my heart, wherever I'm at, wherever I go. I love my son dearly.
That was Oscar Grant Jr. speaking with Julian Glenn Padgett. Both men are incarcerated at Solano State Prison. KALW's work there is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer. That story was produced by Eli Wertschafter. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.